specials at your Sheraton Hy-Vee include Hy-Vee canned vegetables, green beans, or corn, just 39 cents with a limit of 12. Banquet meals are 79 cents each. Delicious holiday red grapes are $1.98 a pound. And C&H sugar is just $1.88 per pound.
Hy-Vee.
Ben Franklin in Sheraton is your headquarters for Charger apparel, t-shirts and caps, and now Charger letter jackets. Rock Creek letter jackets made right here in Iowa are top of the line. Your Charger will be sporting in style in his or her new Charger letter jacket exclusively at the Ben Franklin in Sheraton. And college fans, we've got you covered. Whether you're a Cyclone, Hawkeye, or Bulldog, we've got it all for you at Ben Franklin, where a penny saved is a penny earned.
Summer's Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summer's Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summer's Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summer's Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summer's Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for 1 year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. Redhoff Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, MD, and the staff of nurses at Redhoff Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton. Hardworking haulers need expert service to keep loads safe on the road. Vaughn's RV services all makes and models of old and new cargo, flatbeds, stock trailers, goosenecks, RVs, and campers. Let Vaughn's keep it safe. Call 515-961-6961.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We talk a lot about our delicious homemade candy, and it is something worth talking about.
But we want everyone to know we do carry a basic line of groceries.
And our deli meat counter is the highlight to many, as we have a large selection of meats and cheeses, which are cut fresh for you, or you can call 774-2131 and we'll have it ready for you.
Plus, we carry Sheraton Valley beef, produced and processed by local producers.
So yes, we are proud of our homemade candy, and we do have some neat gift ideas, but don't forget,
we are still an old-fashioned grocery, just with some good additions. Check us out on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Hello again, everybody. This is Mark Felderman.
This is Dwayne Johnson.
We are at Reynolds Field, home of the Sheraton Chargers, and we've got a big game tonight. The visiting team is the Little Dutch Appella, ranked number 2 in the state tonight. But Sheraton coming off of a really good win, Dwayne, last week at Winterset, a game that a lot of people didn't think would. Well, a lot of people picked Winterset to win that game, and Christian Bankson just did a great job at quarterback through to a host of people, but especially to T.J. Hawkinson, who's second in the state in receiving.
Yeah, that game was 23-7, but it wasn't that close.
Yeah, Sheraton just dominated.
That's a big spread, and it wasn't that close.
Yeah,
they played really, really well. You know, and I walked out of the press box afterwards thinking, I mean, Pella is a great team. But Sheraton can be a really good team on a night like that. When they put it all together, they put it all together on defense, they put it all together on offense, they can be a very good team.
Exactly. And so we'll be back to talk a little bit more about this ball game. So you keep it right tuned right here to KIIC, All the Scores, one station.
My husband and I spent 2 days in Des Moines looking for a trade-in that met our needs and fit our budget. It wasn't until we took the short drive to Motor Inn of Knoxville that we found what we were looking for. When we arrived, the staff was very friendly and really listened to what we wanted and went out of their way to show us vehicles that met our requirements. They even discouraged us from a few cars we looked at, knowing that they would not be the best fit. We were so pleased with the service and selection, we encourage everyone to start their car search at Motor Inn. They will not be disappointed.
Every element of a sporting event requires equipment. To get geared up for the game, shop Danco on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square or shopdanco.com. That's DANNCO.com. Right now, Danco has 20% savings for you on baseball equipment and women's sandals. Danco is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Mark Felderman, Dwayne Johnson at Reynolds Field. Tonight's Class 3A District 8 football game between the Little Dutch of Pella and our Sheraton Chargers. We are at Sheraton, the home field of the Chargers, Reynolds Field. The Pella comes into tonight's game 5-0. Sheraton comes into tonight's game 2-3, but coming off of a strong victory over the Huskies of Winterset. It's beautiful night tonight, 79 degrees, wind out of the east, looking at the flag, no, more like out of the south, gusting around, the field is a mess.
It's going to be a sloppy night tonight. The Chargers have come out with red tops and white bottoms. I give them about 3 minutes before it's brown tops and brown bottoms.
I'm not so sure that the guys on the sideline won't be dirty in just a little bit. But at any rate, Dwayne, we were talking beforehand. This game's got potential to be a complete blowout on the side of Pella.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah,
very, very good football team. But I don't know. Sheraton played so well last week, as you were saying. Came out saying, you know what? This could be a ball game. And
it could not be a ball game.
Right?
We fully recognize that. But you got to play them. Every week, sloppy field, strange things happen, 12 turnovers, God knows what could happen.
And, so, Knoxville's playing Carlisle tonight, right?
Knoxville has Carlisle.
Okay.
Oski is at Keokuk in a non-district matchup. Pella is here, and then Winterset plays Norwalk. So I'll be really curious to see the outcome of the Winterset-Norwalk game, because that'll tell us. That's gonna make a difference as to where Sheraton falls, because right now they're sitting fifth, and the top four go to the playoffs.
Well, I think we've got a good chance with Knoxville. We finish up with Carlisle. We have to play Knoxville and Carlisle yet. And, of course, this game tonight, we could very definitely be looking at playing Carlisle. We play Carlisle the second to last game of the season, but, Dwayne, it's the last district game.
Right.
And, really, it's going to – I don't know if Carlisle will have another game after that, but we'll be in a position possibly we should be in a position where we can maybe make the playoffs. You're looking at something.
Yeah, I'm looking to see. Carlisle's played the same number of games that Sheraton has. So, yeah, three district games to go. Pella, then at Knoxville, then home for Carlisle, and then home for Fairfield for senior night to end the season.
Okay. Well, we're ready for kickoff. Pella will be kicking off from our right to our left across your computer screen or across your radio dial. Pella in the white jerseys, green pants, green
helmets.
Green helmets, thank you. I'm looking for my binoculars here. And
do they have binoculars to tell the helmets are green?
I'm getting old. I got to say, our buddy here, Dwayne, here's the kick. And it's a long into the wind and through the end zone, and it'll be Sheraton's ball.
Another touchback for Seth Johnson. He's had a bunch of them this year. And the wind really from the south. McCurdy didn't even think about it. It was over his head into the end zone.
And the wind is pretty strong. Now, the field conditions definitely favor Sheraton with the muddy field because Pella runs all the time. But this wind is definitely going to hurt Sheraton. Christian Bankston from the pistol position hands off to McCurdy. McCurdy cuts it to the right side and back to the left side and gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage. He hesitated as he came over to the right side, coming in there behind Trevor Nance and Evan Havoc, and just really didn't go anywhere.
And tried to cut it back across the grain, and then still didn't go anywhere. So here we sit at second and 10.
Ben Moret brings the play in from the sideline. It's wide left, wide right. We've got Hawkinson off to the right, Moret off to the left. Now that's Lang off. He's looking for Glenn Kinnanen, makes the reception, about a 3-yard gain on that up to the 23-yard line. Little Cannon pulls one down, and quarterback Christian Bankston, who is already just having a pretty darn good season, is extends his, now that's, he's thrown 86 passes, and that's the 53rd completion. So nice job out of him. Wide right, Twins left on the far side, looking downfield. He gets Hawkinson, and he gets knocked away at the last second by number 21. A nice job there on defense by Will Warner.
Yep, and the ball was in Hawkinson's hands, and Warner knocked it out at the very last minute. Would have been enough for a first down, and probably more than that. So fourth down, back to punt. Charlie Palmer
back, standing on his own 7-yard line. Here's the snap. It's a low snap. It almost is blocked, but he gets a good one away, and a call for a fair catch at the 24-yard line. That was number
40.
20.
Yeah.
That was Lucas Steenhoek.
It is. It's Lucas Steenhoek. Yep, so they're going to spot it at the 44 of Sheraton. So Pell's going to start off with
He could have been flagged on that one because he did the first catch, and then he
started to run and then remembered, oh, that's right. He took three steps and then flipped the ball to the official.
You got this going here?
I do. So your quarterback?
Back to pass,
sorry. Yep, airs it out down the left-hand side, intended for number 16, Bryce Porcheller, overthrows him, incomplete on first down.
Clayburg, the quarterback for the Pella Little Dutch, and he missed that one by a mile.
Yeah, he did. I don't know exactly what the play call, well, I know what the play call was there, but it was not executed. So, yeah, Nathan Clayburg, 6'3", senior, number 6 in their own pistol. Turns and fires out to the left. That's a completed pass.
Holy cow.
Number 24, again, Lucas Steenhoek.
Aaron Keene jumped right on his back and rode him another 5 yards forward.
So they're going to credit him with a gain of 4. They're going to spot the ball on the muddy 40.
Okay, 4 yards forward.
But, yeah, it was, you know, a swing pass out to the left. And was hit immediately, but still managed to get 4 yards out of it.
Well, he jumped right on his back. That's why you got to wrap him around the ankles.
We've got motion.
Tell a jump back.
Yep. And that's what they've got. So illegal procedure, charge to Pella. That's going to cost him 5 yards.
I don't think they have a third and 6.
Third down.
Third and 11, rather.
Third down and 11.
So let me 10 minutes and 17 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Pella in their opening drive here, no score. Sheraton was three and out. And Pella has come down and third down and 11. Claiborne takes the snap, rolls to his right, looks down the field. He's got a man open. Did he make the catch? I think he did.
Yes, first down.
So it's a first down for the Pella Little Dutch at about the 33-yard line or so. So it picks up about 12 on that one. So 33 more yards to go for a score for the Little Dutch. It was a nice pass and a nice job by the quarterback. Claiborne, just a sophomore.
Yeah, I was. That's why I was confused. I was looking at Trevor Argo all week, and so here's Claiborne in, back in, and hands the ball to Steenhoek, goes around the right-hand side, still on his feet for a first down.
And Argo is injured.
Yeah, he broke his collarbone. He lives across the street from my sister lives in Pella. Trevor lives across the street from my little sister.
I wouldn't admit that if my sister lives in Pella.
Well, you know, there it is. But, yeah, so I...
You can't control who you're related to.
No, you really can't. So I talked to her, and she's like, yeah, Trevor broke his collarbone, so he's not playing. So all the little kids in the neighborhood are really disappointed. But that puts Noah Claiborne in. Three runners in the backfield, hand off to the first one, still Steenhoek, tries to go over left guard. Still no room there, just like there was last week, no room.
Yeah, no room in the end.
But he does manage to get enough for a first down. That was second or third down and very short.
No score, 9:13 left on the clock in the first quarter.
First down and 10 yards to go. Ball on the 20. There's the snap. Keeper keeps it himself, tries to go over the right side, gets almost 10 yards. Takes a handoff to Nathan Henry, 25 Nathan Henry. That's the other running back we'll hear a lot from.
And that's who I was following. I was sure he had the ball. That was a nice fake. And I don't think I was the only one who thought he had the ball. I can't get a good angle here.
They are. This is a very deceptive offense. They do a lot of that, you know, stick the ball out, pull it back, read option kind of stuff that we've seen a lot from. Three in the backfield along with Claiborne, hands off, tries to go around the right-hand side, gets close to a first down.
Brought down by Aaron Kane and Zach McElroy.
Yep, he is inside. That's a four-yard gain, so it's going to be first and goal from the nine.
Dwayne, as I'm looking, I'm got the binoculars out, and I'm watching the offensive line versus our defensive line. Guys like Cody Stevenson and Jake Cohen, who are not small guys, but they are dwarfed by the size of this Pella line.
Claiborne in the shotgun, one behind him, turns and hands off to Henry, breaks it around the left-hand side, wrapped up by Tyler Nance. That's a loss. Tyler Nance just was sniffed that one out right away and was all over it. Loss of two, second down and 11 from the 11.
Alex Fistus Steel Reynolds out there really got pounded in the back on that one. Bad block in the back.
Claiborne breaks huddle. Henry goes in motion. There's the snap. He's going to take it himself and roll around the right-hand side. Still on his feet, breaks two tackles, and he's in for a touchdown. 11-yard run, touchdown, Pella.
So with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left to play in the first quarter, Pella takes a 6-0 lead on their first drive down the field. Coming in to try the extra point, I believe it's Seth Johnson. Can't see the number, but...
Yes.
Yep, number 8, Seth Johnson, the junior. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's not only good, but it clears the track. So With 7:12 left to play here in the first quarter, our score, Pella 7, Sheriff's nothing. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction, 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
You may want to turn some of your ground into profit. Call Kent Construction in Lucas at 766-6126. They're a family-owned business doing all types of earth moving since 1951. Terracing, tiling, ponds, building sites, and more. Call Kent Construction. Turn your dirt into cash. 766-6126.
Pella gets ready to kick off. We got a score in the second quarter. Montezuma 61, Southeast Warren Zippo. The ball kicks through the end zone again for Pella, and Sheraton will take over. That's first and 10.
That's Johnson's 11th touchback this year.
I wonder, he's just a junior, though, is it? What I saw last night, perhaps Iowa State could use him.
Yep, he is a junior. 5'11", 165.
Twins right. It's the handoff to McCurdy, who goes north and south, takes over across the 25 to the 26, put his head down, and went strong, and he's going to pick up a good 5-6 yards, and bring up a second down and four. Second down and four, ball on the 26. 74 yards to go for a first down. Twin Cedars, a winner tonight over Seymour by a score of 1-0. It was a forfeit. Seymour only had 7 guys for an 8-man team. Now here's the pass off to the on a quick out to T.J. Hawkinson, who is picked up and slammed to the ground.
And T.J. wants to know why it's not a penalty when you do that. He turned and asked the official. You could tell.
Yeah,
just the body language. I don't know why you're able to do that. I didn't think you were able to do that. But
last year,
Twins right, 1 left in the pistol. Christian looking to his left, now goes to his right. Bobbled and dropped by Hunter Storm, but we've got some laundry on the field, Mark.
Flags all over the place. I dropped the ball on that one too, Dwayne.
Yeah.
I was reading Jim Frank, our man back in Elvia, running the board, sends me some interesting facts to share from time to time.
Defensive holding, that's going to be...
We'll take it.
That's going to be good for share.
Ding dong, Avon calling. Realize they missed that personal foul there, and possibly, who knows.
I think there was plenty of contact when Hunter Storm was trying to get open across the middle to catch that ball. So I think it was
a 5-yard penalty, but it was an automatic first down.
Correct.
So first and 10, 7-0 Pella, 5 minutes, 53 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. The snap goes to quarterback Bankston, takes it around the right side, cuts it up forward, and he's hit hard, put down on the ground. Good tackle there by number 54. That is Cody DeCraif. Should have asked how to pronounce that one. Hunter Storm brings the play in from the sideline. You want to give that a shot?
No, I'll just mangle it. Cody DeCraif. DeCraif.
Trips to the left.
There it is.
Wide to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. Here's a long pass looking for T.J. Hawkinson, who went up in the air too soon, came down, and just as the ball got to him, and you don't see him do that very often where he mistimes his jump. Last week he had a great one that was way over his head and went up and pulled it down for a touchdown.
If it was anywhere close to him last week, he came down with it. It's just an outstanding week.
Joyce is how that's pronounced.
K-R-U-Y-F-F is Joyce.
Please tell us.
There you go.
Twins left.
Got it.
Twins right. Handed off to McCurdy up the middle, and he is pounded, and he's going to be...
Oh!
And as he was going down, he laddled the ball back to Christian Bankston, who took off and would have had a lot of room, but they had blown it dead before that. And
rightfully so.
Right, but yeah, that's not going to complain about that one.
That one they really should have blown dead as opposed to the Iowa State game the other night.
Fourth down and 9. Charlie Palmer in to punt for the Chargers. 4 minutes, 42 seconds left to play here in the first quarter, punting into the wind again.
Steenhoek and Henry back to return. They're standing on their own 40-yard line, and we've got a flag.
So we've got a 5-yard penalty, I believe, against the Little Dutch. We'll take whatever we can get. So far, the men in the striped shirts have not been a respecter of that number 2 ranking.
Well, except for the personal foul.
Yes.
But, hey, that's nitpicking.
But you have some baseball scores for me, too, when we go to the next break.
Let me see what I can do about that.
Let's go
now Palmer's back.
Let's
to
go
punt.
Pirates.
Steenhoek and Henry now standing on their own 35.
High snap. Gets it away, though. A low punt. It hits, and it's going to take a Sheraton bounce down to about the 41-yard line where it will be down, and it will be 59 yards to go for a score for Pella. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
You're listening to KIIC. All the scores, one station, and our score, 7-0 Pella.
Get to Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Indianola for their Big Zero Down Delivers event. Get 2013 Dodge Grand Caravans from just $18,995. Get 0% financing for 72 months or buy with zero down. Or drive away in a new 2013 Dodge Avenger from just $16,995 or buy with zero down.
This is Marty, and only in Indianola, Zero Down will deliver any vehicle in stock. If you're low on cash but high on hopes, we'll do our best to get you behind the wheel. I guarantee it.
Get 2013 Big Ram Quad Cabs with 0% financing for 72 months. Get $2,000 cash back or buy with zero down.
Don't miss our Zero Down Delivers event on our entire 2013 lineup. Drive a little further. Save a whole lot more. The discounts are always bigger and better in Indianola. For the best deal around,
you gotta come to Southtown.
On North Jefferson in Indianola. At Southtown, you drive, we listen. Online, southtowncdj.com.
Henry goes over right tackle, breaks two more, and then is finally taken down at the 30-yard line. And so Pella continues to move the ball here. 3:35, clock running in the first. Your score, Pella 7, Sheraton nothing. Second down and 2, ball on the 30. Long 2.
You got the Pittsburgh Pirates evening up the playoffs. Whistle blows, and they pick up a towel. Holy, what did you say the score of today's game was?
7-1.
7-1, Pirates even in a...
Schulte in a pistol, takes off on his own over the right-hand side, around the corner, and he's off to the races. That's at least 8 yards. Sticks are going to move. Ball's going to spot on the 20. 10-yard gain.
Noah Claiborne just did a nice job of tucking that one and run.
Yep, that was complete quarterback the entire way. There wasn't any question. There was no option. There was no, I'm going to think about this. It was just tuck it and run.
Ball on the 20-yard line. They're saying the 19 just past the 20. So Claiborne barks out the signals, takes it, and he's going to tuck it himself again. And he's got another first down inside the 10 to almost the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Pella. Ball on the 5. 2 minutes and 36 seconds. Pella moving the sticks and the chains, and they've got the wind to their back, and things are looking good. Cody Stevenson comes out of the game. We've got Connor Goodrich stunting there on the right side. He's trying to get through.
Claiborne takes it himself again. That's a 5-yard run for a touchdown for Claiborne.
So Claiborne puts another 6 on the board, and our score is 13-0 here with 2:16, and Johnson will attempt the point after. They, you know, one of the things I like about teams like Pella that are just that good. I mean, they don't do the swinging gate or the they just go up and just kick the ball through the end zone onto the baseball field, and they get it done. 14-0 now.
Johnson's 7-for-12 on field goals this year.
Field goals,
not PATs.
Field goals. And so our score with 2:16 left to play in the first quarter is Pella 14-0. We'll be back with more. Keep it tuned right here. KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Well, here's what happened. I was driving along, not going very fast, and all of a sudden a kangaroo jumped out in front of my car. It's really no big deal. I'm going to have my car taken to Smith Body Shop in Sheraton. They're located at 420 Albia Road. The number is 641-774-5008, and I know everything will be just fine.
Riding along in my automobile.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience...
And Dwayne Johnson back at Royal Field, where Pella is ahead of the Sheraton Chargers in the first quarter, 14-0. Pella touched the ball twice. I had to have two possessions and put in the end zone both times. The Sheraton's had the ball twice, and they're 3-9 each time. And for the third time tonight, Seth Johnson sails the ball through the end zone. And it's a touchback. The Sheraton Chargers will take over first and 10, ball on the 20-yard line. The Braves are ahead of the Dodgers.
2-1.
2-1. They can pull that one off, and it will be, it'll even that series out as well.
And did we say the Red Sox won game one of their series? 12-2?
That's a shame. And here's the hand up there. They give it to...
Did McCurdy get the carry on the far
side? No, I think it was Lang.
Yep, you're right. So, tried to sweep around the left-hand side, but loss of one for Lang.
I tell you, it's a tough one for us to actually see from this angle. The score now 4-1. And with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half, Wayne is up against Tri County, 27-0. Here's a pass over to the near side to Derek Lang. And he has a complete pass and gets it up to about the 23. So gain of maybe 3-4 maybe. Brings up a third down and 7. Our regular listeners know that we've been getting the scores from Sheridan, Wyoming as well, and that game has been postponed due to heavy snows out in Wyoming. 10 inches of snow, the roads are impassable, so they're going to play that one tomorrow, they hope. Back to pass, the ball is deflected.
Yep, tipped at the line of scrimmage, so incomplete pass for Christian there, and that's the first
incomplete.
Yeah, and
no, there was
another one to Storm, but I was going to say that you don't see his passes get tipped very often. So Palmer back in again to punt. Henry and Steen Oak setting up on their own 50. Well, on everybody's 50, but that's what they're setting up.
Here he is, the snap and the kick. And it's going to be down at about the 46-yard line. The punter went down, but no flag on that one. He kind of stepped on the guy who was laying on the ground.
he kind of barely got caught and tried to act.
Tried to get the call. He gave a shot.
I don't know whether the ref just shook his head at him or not, that's pretty much what it was.
Hey, we want to say hello to Max and Catherine Cameron, who are TJ Hawkinson's
grandparents are listening in down in Arkansas.
Freiberg takes a four-step drop. Oh, there's long down across the middle. Pass incomplete.
So, Claiborne has impressed me as a runner, but I've not been overly impressed with the passing so far.
He is, if you're curious, he is 18 for 36, exactly 50% coming into the game. No interceptions, three touchdowns, his longest touchdown pass of 22 yards.
Okay, so this time they give it to Henry around the near side, and he's off to the races. BK almost gets him, and then Quinn almost gets him, and he goes down the sideline for a
47-yard touchdown.
47-yard touchdown run. Did a nice job of towing the line all the way down, and our score is now 20 to nothing with 38 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. And Pella is being a nightmare here for us tonight as they're up 20 to nothing already here in the first quarter. And here is the kick, and it's good. So 21 to nothing, Pella with the lead over our Sheraton Chargers here from Reynolds Field. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson, and I'm Bill? Dwayne Johnson believing that the Pella number two ranking is not a soft two.
Okay. We'll be back with more after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station. Pella.
Welcome to Primary Office Supply.
The only thing on your shelves is blue ink pens.
Yes, that's all we offer.
As a small business owner, would you choose an office supply store with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want with lots of services. SBA loans, online cash manager, remote deposit, and more. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to MidwestOne.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
At Reynolds Field, Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson. Here's the kick. It's a long kick, and for the fourth time tonight, the ball sails through the end zone, and we'll start off first and 10 from the 20. If you are listening via internet, not via the radio on Saturday morning, send me a text. Let me know where you're at, who's listening in, what part of the world you're tuning this in. My phone number to send me a text is 641-203-5264. 21 to nothing with 38 seconds left to play in the first quarter, and then Sheraton will get a chance to have the wind at their back. Christian Bankson takes the snap, and he's back, and he's going to be in trouble. He's going to go down at about the 8-yard line. So the sack goes down. More whistles. Timeout Pella. They want to have a chance to maybe put another one in here before they give up the win. Jim Frank sends us a score of Albia 49, PCM 6 as a final score. So I guess Albia got tired of having to wait till the end of the game to put somebody away. I tell you what, Albia is the real deal, though. I mean, they're doing a lot of great things. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning, or if you're listening on the radio, right after this broadcast, Coach's Corner with Jason Summers. Tonight's game also brought to you by First Baptist Church of Russell. Pastor Marshall Felderman invites you to join us for Sunday school at 9:45, Sunday service at 10:45, and Wednesday night, Kids for Truth at 6:30, and prayer meeting at 7 o'clock for the adults. Join us this Sunday, won't you? Okay, so it's going to be second down and a long way. It looks like about 22 yards to me. They're saying 20. Okay, second down and 20. Ball is spotted on the 10-yard line. And they give this one to McCurdy. And he was wrapped up, but he gets away, turns it back the other way, gets back to close to the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down. And I do believe we're going to have another timeout taken for Pella. So Pella takes a timeout, and this time we'll take a timeout. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC. All the scores, one station. Our score, Pella 21, Sheraton Zero.
And creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Sheraton, contact Northridge Assisted Living Director Chris Millage at 641-774-2303. Everybody knows everybody.
Okay, so back at Rental Field, Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson, mouthful of salad. Salad? Who eats salad at a football game?
Well, it's...
Apparently you.
It's one of these nacho grandes that they've got down in the... It was really, really good. It was...
I don't care.
It was a little bit stiff, but yeah, there was lettuce. And
it's lettuce.
Yeah, there was lettuce. And
lettuce at a football game.
It was really good.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like walking taco, only bigger.
Okay, let me ask you, do you eat sushi at a baseball game?
You do if you're in San Francisco.
Well, you know what?
No.
There's a lot of things you do in San Francisco that, not maybe that you don't do, but the home of Wells Fargo.
That's true.
So,
there's all kinds of really good food at the ballpark in San Francisco.
There's good food at the
ballpark in Des Moines.
Speaking of ballparks, and especially when the Sheraton Chargers are playing in the state baseball tournament in Des Moines, that's when the food tastes the best.
I hear you.
At Principal Park.
It's always going to be Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor. Anyway, yeah, the Detroit Tigers are ahead in the top of the first of the Oakland A's 1-0, and as we go into the third. At the end of the third period of play in Tri-County, Wayne is up 61-0.
Ooh.
Fight on, Wayne High School, fight on. They don't waste any money on color film down there because the Falcons are black and white, their school colors. It's always...
a money saver.
Nobody ever told them that it's digital now. But... okay, quit texting me. Who the heck's texting me?
Okay, so here's the kickoff. Johnson with the wind again.
Hey, guess what?
We've got all kinds of things are not ready to go.
Whiffles blowing.
Yep. Johnson was so ready to get another touchback.
And now he gets the chance for another one. 2-0 Tigers over the Oakland A's. And I believe we have, and I think the Braves have evened up that series.
Yep.
With a 3-4 win over the...
That one went final. Yep.
Dodgers.
4-3, game two final. Braves win.
So one game apiece in both of them in the National League. I'm back to there's too many of the play, too many teams making playoffs, but that's just me.
That's good for us in high school football, though.
It is. Gives us something to talk about when we're down 28-0. And here's the boot. Through the end zone again, and Johnson just keeps kicking that ball long and deep. Tim Millage shooting past us with a look of determination on his face. I don't know what the deal with that was. Talked to his dad out front here as I went down during halftime. His dad, of course, was a professional baseball player in the Cleveland Indians organization. Played for Batavia, New York, and played in, and he's got a World Series ring from the year that that he was with the Indians and they made it into the World Series. Back to pass, Christian Bankson looks to the right side, and the ball is
complete.
Reception by T.J. Hockenson gets another reception, and I thought that it was picked off the way that the guy cut in front of him and ran down, and T.J. came out with it and knocked out of bounds after a 7-yard gain. Second down.
Yep.
Second down and three. And the ball is on the 32-yard line. 68 yards to go for a score for Sheraton. We're just underway. I'm Mark Felderman, and my partner's Dwayne Johnson. Here's the pass out to Lang, and he just kind of let that one go way wide in order to keep it away from Johnson, who was playing very tight defense on Derek.
So third and four, that play towards us. The Hawkinson play was against us. I sure would have liked to have seen that other angle as to how close they came to an interception on the far side. And TJ really did a nice job, from what we could tell, taking care of that ball and then getting out of bounds. So third and three, ball on the 27.
Back to pass. Christian Bankson lets this one go. He's got Lang open and in and out of his hands.
Oh, so
Lang,
close.
Lang gets up and he looks at his hands and now heads to the sideline, and that'll bring up a fourth down and three. And Charlie Palmer heads on in. Charlie had an interesting speech today about how to score the antlers when you're deer hunting and it's, you know, you get a buck, and which I knew absolutely nothing about.
You learned all kinds of
things. Oh, man. Logan Davis had a great one on firefighting. Here's the snap. His dad, of course, is a professional firefighter for the ball bounces up there on the punt, and T.J. Hopkinson grabs it out there and keeps it from going back. It's going to be spotted about the 48 or 49-yard line, 48 into Sheraton territory. So Logan's dad is a professional firefighter in Des Moines and is also a volunteer firefighter here in Sheraton. And
that was where the picture came from that you posted on Instagram?
Yes. And he brought in the whole shoot match. It was really interesting. And now here's the handoff. No, it's Clayburgh keeps it himself. And on his feet, out of bounds on the far side. I think he's got a first down, Dwayne.
So first team back in for Pella here to start the third quarter. And fakes the handoff to Henry and takes it himself around the right side. Yep, he gets about 13 yards on that gain.
Pella really called off the dogs there at the end of the first half and had a lot of the younger players in, and they did a nice job.
So first and 10, ball on the 36 of Sheraton. Pella splits one left, one right. Pistol handoff goes to Henry, and he bounces it around the left-hand side, still on his feet across the 30 to the 26-yard line. Brought down by number 10.
That's BK, Brad Kretzinger, and Chase Althoffen really did a nice job of chasing him down as well, keeping him from being able to cut back to the inside, forcing him to that outside route, a long run to, you know, he picked up 9, but he ran about 30 yards on that one. I don't know what point in the game it's in, but Oskaloosa is leading Keokuk by a score of 50-9. Which I got to say, I kind of expected it to be I expected Oskaloosa to blow that one out. They're bringing James across from the far side of the field, and we're going to see it's right down where, once again, we can't see. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, you got it. Move your head. And no, it's going to be way short about 2 feet, close to a yard short. Delbert Longley with the chain gang, former sheriff of Lucas County. We want to thank Amy Sinclair for sending us the scores from Wayne County. That's the second quarter that Oskaloosa's head of Keokuk. Getting bad weather up north, but down here in Sheraton, it's pretty nice.
The Carlisle-Knoxville game has gone final. Carlisle 28, Knoxville 7.
Carlisle, what'd you say?
28.
28-7. So Knoxville stays winless on the year.
Norwalk and Winterset is at halftime. Norwalk 10, Winterset nothing.
Ooh, closer than what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Clayburgh takes the snap, hands off to the first man through. He's got some room to run. And it's Quinn Storm does a nice job of tripping him up. That's number 31. That would be Quinn Murphy. So Quinn stops Quinn. What's the chance of that? The chance of two guys whose name starts with a Q meeting like that? I don't know. You know that the...
I'm trying to do the math in my head.
You can't do
can't
math.
Do that math.
You can't do math.
That's a history major.
Yeah, we have a timeout. Timeout by Pella, and we'll take a timeout with the score 28-0. Pella with the lead and the ball. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC. All the scores, one station with Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Sheraton, contact Northridge Assisted Living, Director Chris Millage, at 641-774-2303.
Welcome to Primary Office Supply.
The only thing on your shelves is blue ink pens.
Yes, that's all we offer.
As a small business owner, would you choose an office supply show with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want with lots of services, SBA loans, online cash manager, remote deposit, and more. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to Midwest.
Second down and two, ball on the 10, clock moving at 9:54. Pella takes a snap, hands off, and that's a 10-yard run for a touchdown.
That's Quint Murphy.
By Quint Murphy, there it is.
Ran right through there, his line blew a nice hole in it, and I'll tell you what, the Pella line just doing a super job of making holes that I'm not sure that I could run through. All right, I couldn't run through them, but most people could have. So 34-0, and Johnson comes in. Seth Johnson, the junior outstanding kicker, comes in to try to make it 35-0. He does, and so we'll have a running clock after this. Keep it tuned right here where Pella is ahead, 35-0. We got one other score in. 4:30 left to play in the game, and Wayne is up 67-0. Albie has already gotten the win. Keep it tuned to KIIC, where obviously it's all the scores on one station. Back after this. One-yard line. He's up the 10, the 15. He's down at the 23, but there's flag back on the 12 point.
Yep, and it's going to be a hold on the return.
And it is. I didn't see the hold, but the flag was still right where he ran.
Yep.
So it probably had a impact on it. Be half the distance of the goal from the 12, so it's going to be first and 10 on the 6-yard line. Maybe the 7. First and 10. 9:26 left to play. Running clock here in the third quarter is 35-0, and it's a running clock. Twins left, Twins right. Now they hand off to McCurdy up the middle, and he's still on his feet across to about the 12-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second down and 5.
They did make a change to the running clock rules this year. It stops on timeouts, obviously, and it stops at the end of the quarter. But it now also stops for penalty enforcement. That's a change that they put in
this
year.
And, of course, injuries.
It was right.
Extended its reach,
right.
I think.
Right. So official discretion for that, but they do stop for penalty administration.
Trips left, back to pass. Now Christian across the middle to, it's a first down. Is it Hawkinson?
It is.
No, it's Ben Kinnan.
Oh, you're right.
Ben Kinnan comes up and it's a first down with a nice gain all the way up to the 26-yard line or so, 25-yard line.
25.
So first and 10 on the 25. Picks up a nice gain on that one. And so Sheraton, 8 minutes left to play here in the third. Wide right, wide left, double tight set, back to pass. Across the middle to, on a slant pattern, out to Hawkinson. Hawkinson makes the pass, the reception, to the 19-yard line.
TJ did a nice job coming back to that ball there. Christian threw it just a little bit behind him, and he had to kind of get his feet sliding in the wrong direction, reach back and pull that one in. And nice catch there by TJ to pick up 4 yards.
Ben Moret brings the play in from the sideline. Chase Altenhoffen on the line now on the right side for the Sheraton Chargers. They make the pass out to Hawkinson, but Hawkinson goes down before the ball gets to him. So it's a pretty wet field, and you can lose your footing pretty easily.
You lose your feet. It's a really sloppy.
You can look down and not see your feet because they're 2 inches into the mud. Pella wouldn't be having this problem because, of course, they play on artificial turf. All three. Then back to pass now.
Almost intercepted.
Nice job by Christian Bankston, who was almost sacked in the backfield. Rolls out to his left, looks for Derek Lang. The ball is knocked away, and it's going to bring up a...
That's the second interception that Will Warner has almost had tonight. But
fourth down and five.
Yep, fourth down and five. Ball on the 30, Charlie Palmer. He's going to need an Advil when he's done with tonight. He's punted the ball so many times.
And they are available at Ben Frank.
There you go.
There's the snap. Quinn Storm, nice job of blocking. This one pretty much goes straight up in the air. And TJ jumps up to get it, and it's only to the 45-yard line, so well under his average. And it'll be first and 10 from the 45 for Pella. Just across the 45. We should... Our man Dwayne here, Dwayne Johnson, made the flight back from Minneapolis today to be here to call this game tonight. Wide right, wide left. Choltian now at the quarterback. Toss out to Henry on the far side. And he's going to go across for one. That was not Henry, but rather Steenhook.
Yeah, so just a real standard pitch and, you know, try to run around the left-hand side, or right-hand side, rather, but only a yard gain. So going back to a fairly conservative offense here for Pella. Clock moving with 4:43 to play. Schulte takes the snap, hands off to Steenhoek as the first man through. Nope. New running back there, Greg Frommel. Senior, 5'10" senior, is the up back in that formation. So, backfield of Schulte and Frommelt now in the game. So we'll look for that name. And Frommelt picks up about 7 yards. Going to bring up third down and two. Ball spotted at the 44. Schulte breaks huddle, takes the snap. Takes the handoff, takes it himself around the right-hand side, still on his feet, pushed out of bounds at about the 30. By Pavel Garbazov.
Thank Mr. Linderman, Mr. Kotz, Mr. Longley.
and Mr. Palmer on the far side for running the chains tonight.
And getting out of the way on that one. That one came right at him. So first and 10, clock moving with 3:32 to play. Pella 35, Sheraton nothing. Third down and, it is first and 10. And Schulte takes a snap, looks up to his right, throws, and the pass is incomplete. They're going to say he trapped it.
And he did. Good call. The referee had it right in front of him, and it was a
pass intended for Andrew Pavlut, who came close to catching that one, but it just bounced right up into his hands.
Nick Ryan comes off. Brad Krutzinger goes in.
Board still says third down and two, but the chains on the far side say second and 10.
So
ball on the 37. Schulte takes the snap, hands off to Steenhoek, goes around the left-hand side, is wrapped up at the 25.
Nice job by D. Lang, by Derek Lang, wraps him up, and, I mean, he had one guy to beat, and he couldn't beat him.
Nope. Yeah, Derek saved a big gain there, and that's a play that Steenhoek probably could have taken to the house because he had blockers in front of him, and Lang shut him down for only a four-yard gain there. Third down and six, ball spotted on the 25. Clock moving right now with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Schulte takes the snap. Takes the handoff, himself over the left-hand side.
Oh.
Spun around at the 20, close to the 20. Going to be close to a three-yard gain there.
Cody Stevenson in on that one along with Jacob Cohen. And nice job. I was watching Brad Krutzinger. He busted through that line and wrapped up the running back for about a three-yard loss and realized that he didn't have the ball. And I thought he did.
You got to go for that running back in this offense. Fourth and two, Schulte going for it. He does hand off to Grant, who just bulldozes into the pile across the 20 to the 18-yard line. This is going to be very close.
Tyler Nance with the stop in the middle up from that middle linebacker position. Nice stop there, but I think
they are going to
measure it.
They're going to measure it.
And I get, you're gonna get out the.
I'll get out and look at the binoculars. I don't have to take my glasses off to do this.
Are you calling me old? And
no. I'm just stating a fact.
Delbert Longley and Andrew Linderman bring the chains in from the sideline.
And I think he's gonna be short. He is by about 3 inches.
So Sheridan takes over on downs.
How about that?
How about that? Under a minute to play in the third. Then now the clock is stopped. The clock stopped for a measurement. So hi, Andy. Andy Foose, middle school principal, hanging out here. Good to see you. Glad to be here when you're not heckling me. So, Sheraton, wide left. And they put Lang in motion, handed off up the middle to, you guessed it, north and south, Stephen McCurdy. This time he goes straight south, picks up about three, going to bring up a second down and seven. Dwayne, on Monday night, I was running the chains on the far side. We were playing Winterset.
Uh-huh.
Not thinking, I had on my gold sweatshirt with a black Ben Franklin thing on it and my Pittsburgh Pirate hat. So I was decked out in black and gold on the Winterset sideline.
Oops.
And I was getting these harassing texts from the administration, no doubt. I think I could probably file some type of suit here. As that pass is knocked down, it's going to bring up a third down now, but it was kind of embarrassing when I got here and realized that I was completely decked out in winter. Another funny thing was on more than one occasion, Andy, Winterset players came over to me and started talking to me, and then looked up and realized it wasn't their coach.
That play is going to bring it into the third quarter. So at the end of the third quarter, your score is Pella 35, Sheraton nothing. From Reynolds Field, I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And I'm a Winterset coach. We'll be back with more. All the scores.
One station.
Midwest Heritage Insurance Services proudly supports the Sheraton Athletic Program and Charger Football. Hi, this is Sue Frazier at Midwest Heritage Insurance Services. I want to invite you to stop in for a free review of all your insurance coverage. Customer service is our priority. We can quote your business, auto, home, or farm. If you need life, health, disability, or long-term care, give us a call at Midwest Heritage Insurance, 641-774-2151. Go Chargers.
Hi, folks. This is Linda. Thanks for stopping
by. By the way, my coaching expertise was in respect to a win on Monday night, right? Possible to win,
no matter how you're trying to convenience store. It's the place where folks meet for food, refreshment, and to catch up on what's new in the neighborhood. Mom Pa C Store is open 7 days a week. There's
back at Reynolds Field, Christian Bankson scrambling for his life. What's a good long pass off the fingertips of T.J. Hawkinson. And as I said last week, those passes would have hit him right in the hands, and they would have been pulled in. And a little bit of the difference has got to be the pressure being put on by the Pella defense.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean that would have been good for 17, 18 yards. He had to have thrown that ball 25 or 28 yards in the air. High snap goes over the head of Palmer,
in trouble.
Scrambling around
and
is barreled back into the end zone, but I think they're going to say he was down before that happened. So Pella's going to take over with the ball on
about the one, looks like.
Close to the one-yard line.
I'm not so sure that it wouldn't have been better if it would have been a safety.
Yeah, at that point, you know, I've seen players.
I've seen war, and I hate war. I'm sorry, Jack.
I've seen players just take the ball and throw it out of the back of the end zone, that kind of situation. Take the 2 points and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Because his first and goal from the one, 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in this one, and I will be real surprised if Pella can, in 4 tries, pound this one in. But we'll see what happens.
3 in the backfield. Schulte takes the snap and drives it himself over left guard in for a 1 yard run. Schulte, 1 yard run, 10 minutes and 10 seconds on the board.
And so our score now goes to 41 to nothing here from Reynolds Field. Number 2 ranked Pella showing their muscles, and a lot of people are packing up their seats, their blankets, and heading for the exits. Not a bad crowd from Pella, but not an extremely huge crowd considering the team is this good. Of course, I think they're all in the press box with us. Here's the snap. Johnson's kick is up. And that guy is automatic. Our score, 42 to nothing. Pella with the lead over our Sheraton Chargers. 9:48 left to play in this one. I'm Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson. Keep it right here to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
Working for you makes the difference. Community first, credit union. With all the services our members need. Community first, credit union. People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first. Community first, credit union.
Pella getting ready to kick off with a 42 to nothing lead with 9 minutes, 48 seconds left to play in this one. Here's the long end-over-end kick taken by McCurdy on the 5. He's at the 10 and the 15, the 20. He's across the 30 and 35, the 40, and he's all the way down to the 49-yard line. A beautiful 44-yard return by Stephen McCurdy. And Stephen is dangerous on those kickoffs if they don't go through the end zone. And we've seen him bust a couple of long ones.
Yep, and biggest play of the night for the Chargers on that kick return. So they set up in real good position here.
Twins left. Banks it back to pass. He's got Hawkinson on the far side. We've got a flag in the middle of the field. And it's right smack down the middle of the field. Hawkinson makes the reception and has about a 25-yard gain. We'll see what they call here. I don't know what it could be. It's not an illegal receiver downfield.
It's pass interference against Pella,
which will be declined, and it'll be first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers as they put the ball on the down to the 25. Now, that last, as Sheraton's made a couple nice plays here, that last touchdown by Pella is gigantic as far as keeping the clock running. Because if they get below a 35 points and we got a flag and we've got an illegal procedure going against Sheraton, probably lined up offsides.
So the clock stops for the penalty administration there. And then they wind the clock. So we're moving with 8:20 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Okay, now this may be a totally hypothetical situation, but if Sheraton goes down and scores, do you go for two? Try to get it back under the 35.
It would be an option.
Back to pass.
Flag on.
He's got Charlie Palmer and just a little bit behind him. And it's on the far side. What does that mean? You got it over here. Oh, sideline warning.
Sideline warning is what that is.
Okay, so it's not a penalty. It's just a warning. Now, I'm gonna defend Pella on this one because I was on that sideline on Monday. It is pure mud, and they're trying to stay out of the mud, and it is right where the five-yard background is. It is mud.
Binkson looking downfield. And tries to find Palmer again, and just a ton of pressure on Christian. He was flushed out to the left, and incomplete pass would have been good for more than the first down, but going to bring up third and 15, ball spotted on the 30.
The wide to the right, Palmer and Ben Moret, wide to the left, Ben Kinnunen. Now your trips to the right with Hawkinson off to the right as well. He's going to be looking for Hawkinson. He's got him. He's got a first down and some, still on his feet. Gets about 17-yard gain on that one, all the way down to close to the 10. It's on the far side of the field. Hard to see where they're going to mark it. So it's going to be enough. They're marking it within the 10 because they've dropped the ones on the far side. About the 9, Dwayne?
That's about where it is.
Yep. And so first and goal from the 9. Now, long count. Hand off to McCurdy. He's going to take it across the 5 to the 4. 6 minutes, 18 seconds left to play here in this one. The ball is going to bring up second down and goal from the 4. Sheraton knocking on the door.
You know, McCurdy pops up and hands the ball to the official, who wipes it off with a rag that is just about as muddy as it can get.
Out to the right side to Hawkinson. He throws into the end zone. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson. Touchdown, Sheraton. Yumbo! Sheraton is on the board. So 42-6, and into attempt the extra point Edward Rodigan, ER. So they will not go for two. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up, and it hits the crossbar and is deflected. So just missed it, and our score is Pella 42 and Sheraton 6 with 5 minutes and 47 seconds left to play. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC with Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson. Charger football, all the scores are one station.
Hi, folks. This is Linda. Thanks for stopping by the Montauk Convenience Store on Highway 65 and 34. Come on in. Got plenty for you to eat, plenty for you to drink.
The Montauk Convenience Store. It's the place where folks meet for food, refreshment, and to catch up on what's new in the neighborhood. Montauk C Store is open 7 days a week. Their summer hours are 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the junction of Highway 34 and 65.
Stop back.
We're back at Reynolds Field. Dwayne Johnson,
Mark Felderman. Tonight's game being brought to you by the Felderman family, Ben Franklin, on the north side of Sheridan Square. We're going to try to get this one in all the way. The store is bursting at the seams with new product, including new canvas purses, bags, satchels. The whole thing just came in today, and I mean, these things are way cool. You would love it. I'm here to tell you. I got one that I'm hoping nobody buys because then it'll be my Christmas present.
Like a briefcase?
Yeah, like a briefcase type bag. And they're made from recycled, you'll love this, Dwayne, a recycled canvas. And the ball is picked up at the 15 by Pella at the 20. He's still on his feet, but he's going east and west rather than north and south. All the way takes it to the 25-yard line. That is Logan
Harima.
Harima, thank you. And so, now you would love this. But I know you're anxious to get home, but you should come by and see them. They're really cool.
Did and I have a, I, really late on time?
I have a key. I have a key.
I know a guy.
I know a guy. I know a guy. Exactly right. We are open tomorrow from 9 to 3, or until the last customer leaves, which is sometimes like 6. But which is fine. That's good.
That's
okay.
That's the kind of customer service you get at the Felderman family in Franklin.
That's right. Two doors down from Piper's Grocery Store, also one of our sponsors. The snap goes right through the legs of quarterback Schulte, picked up by number 4, Derek Akers, who picks it up and sweeps to the left and doesn't get any more, but he runs for a while with it.
That's a senior move by Derek Akers. He knew that, you know, he knew what he was doing. Just grabs the ball and runs to the left and tries to make something out of nothing. But it was a loss of 4.
But, yes, you're right. I mean, it was a senior move. Nice job by him. 4 minutes, 12 seconds left to play, 10 seconds.
Schulte still
working for you makes the difference. Community first, credit union. With all the services our members need.
I think we're back.
I was listening to the community.
I know, really. You were bouncing along.
Very nice. So the run by Pella gets back what they lost in just a little bit more. Going to bring up 3rd down and 9. Clock moving at 3:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. So Schulte, one tight end, one receiver split out right. He's looking to his right.
Almost.
And we're going to see who comes up with this. It's going to be a reception to Pella and spotted at the 30. Tie goes to the offense.
Derek Lang almost had the pickoff. They came down with it together.
Andrew Pavlot gets the reception, the co-reception,
but
I guess.
It brings up a fourth down. Regardless, fourth down and 4, ball on 30. Now under 3 minutes left to play on the running clock. The clock does stop after a score. It does stop for a penalty. It really, really the only difference is that it doesn't stop on a on an incomplete pass or a first down, right?
Or, yeah, running out of bounds or that kind of thing. Yep. So there's the snap and the punt. A big punt into that wind, and it bounces at the 35, takes a Pella bounce, covered by number 65, Mason Van Gorp. And Van Gorp's one of their starters on the defense there, covering that punt downfield. So Sheridan's going to take over on the 37-yard line. Clock running with 2:03 to play here in the fourth quarter.
You just keep on talking, Butch. That's what you do best.
The Chargers break huddle, and we've got Quinn Storm in at quarterback now.
Ah.
So there's a snap to Quinn. Takes two steps, looking downfield. That's a completed pass to Derek Lang, and he's off to the races. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Chargers. Touchdown, Derek Lang.
Yumbo!
Big Storm to Lang connection goes 62 yards.
I love you, Dwayne, but that still was Christian.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Christian Bankston goes 60, and that's good. We're good with that. That's fine.
There he is. Yep, I thought the 1-5. The 1 must be covered up by mud or something. I don't know. Anyway,
hey, we'll take
a Lang touchdown.
1:34 left to play on the clock now. 42-12. Here's the point after this one by Edward Rodigan. Is plenty good. Way high, way long. Beautiful kick by ER. And our score 43-13. So the Chargers are fighting on. And 1:34 left to play. Mark Feldman, Dwayne Johnson. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
Do you or a loved one suffer from diabetes or pre-diabetes? Join Lucas County Health Center's Diabetes Education for our free diabetes support group. We meet on the second Thursday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. at Lucas County Health Center. This program is free and open to those diagnosed with diabetes and their families. For more information, call 641-774-3362 or visit us at lchcia.com. Lucas County Health Center, caring for you.
This is Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. Tonight's game also brought to you by First Baptist Church of Russell, Iowa. Pastor Marshall Felderman invites you to join the congregation for Sunday school at 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 10:45. Kids for Truth at 6:30 on Wednesday, and adult prayer meeting at 7. Here's the kick by Cody Stevenson. Nice kick through the arms of the Pella receiver at the 5. Now picked up at the 10, 15. He's running straight east, and he's brought down by
T.J. Hawkinson.
T.J. must know that his grandparents are listening down in Arkansas. Or maybe not. Maybe that doesn't matter because he plays great every week. So it'll be first and 10, and there is a stop on the clock because it is now a 29-point lead for the Pella Little Dutch. So nice job by Sheridan to fight back in this one. The handoff on the left side. And good job. Zach McElroy in on that one. Chase Althoffen in on the stop as well. Chase Althoffen getting to play quite a bit more downs this game than previously, just doing a nice job.
Schulte still in at quarterback for the Dutch. Back goes in motion. Hand off to the second back through. Bounces it out to the right. And he's across the 20 to the 25. Swung down by Bradley Kritzinger.
And BK makes a nice run as he spins him around and throws him down, but it's a first down for the Little Dutch. They stop the clock as they move the chains. 33 ticks left in this one.
They'll run one more play.
be interesting to see if they just take a knee on this one or whether they. From the shotgun, Schulte takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, and it's going to be a gain of about three, and that's going to be our ball game. So our final score from Reynolds Field and Sheraton tonight, the number two ranked, highly touted, Pella Little Dutch, 42. Sheraton Chargers coming back with 13, the last 13 points of the game to finish it up, and our final score, 42-13. A nice win for the Little Dutch, but a nice game for the Sheraton Chargers.
Yeah, and we're going to get to watch Pella play deep into the postseason.
I think so.
This year, I really do. They're a really, really good football team. Very sound. Made very, very few mistakes.
Very big.
And they are big and quick and a ton of options in the backfield. They didn't throw the ball very much tonight, but really didn't have to with some big runs from scrimmage to seal the deal here early. We went running clock midway through the third quarter, and that was the night until the Chargers got back with a couple of big plays of their own.
So nice job by both teams tonight, and always appreciate you hustling back from Minneapolis, grabbing a flight rather than driving in order to get back. You're the Eddie Podolak of KIIC.
Doing what I can to help out the team.
There you go. Well, we love it. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all our sponsors. Thanks to Jim Frank back in the studio. And until next time. Hey, we'll see you in church. Good night, everybody. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
This is Mark Felderman of the Felderman Family Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheraton Square. We're pleased to be one of the featured sponsors of Sheraton Charger football on KIIC. Dwayne Johnson and I will be bringing you all the exciting action of Charger.